Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat
sensitivity.
After 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 days. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
If there's one big takeaway from the whole Wendy Adelson, Donna Adelson, Charlie Adelson saga, it should be this. It didn't have to be like this. When you open the stack of court filings Dan Markell submitted in 2014, you don't see just legal arguments. You see the record of a man trying desperately to hold on to his children, to his role as a father, to some sense of fairness in a divorce that had turned into a conflict. His words, preserved in those motions, paint a picture of the Wendy that he said he came to know after the marriage ended. It's his words. Not the Wendy of wedding vows or shared homes, but the Wendy of courtrooms, affidavits, and contested parenting plans. It's his perspective. It's not litigated. It's not necessarily fact in the eyes of the law. It's Dan Markell's perspective on who Wendy Adelson was at the time of his death after being murdered by her family. So the allegations in these filings are just that. They are allegations. From a man who can no longer speak to any of them. Dan was a law professor. His writing was meticulous, filed with citations and references. But beneath the legal language, the filings read like a diary of heartbreak. A father who believed he was being squeezed out of his son's lives. A man who turned to the court not only for legal remedies, but for acknowledgement of what he saw happening. According to Dan's filings, communication with his sons dwindled to almost nothing. He wrote that across 3 months, he had just 25 minutes of Skype contact with them. 25 minutes! In 90 days, he alleged that calls were placed at bad times, cut off early, or sent to voicemail. He said Wendy described his attempts to connect as an intrusion. When a parenting coordinator ordered a set call window between 6 and 7 in the evening, Dana alleged that she ignored it, particularly on her custodial days. The rule was there, but the reality, he said, was silence. The marital settlement agreement gave both parents the right to first refusal if one couldn't be with the children. It's fairly standard, like it or not. The other had the first opportunity. Dan alleged that Wendy consistently ignored this, choosing babysitters or her parents instead of offering him time. To him, this wasn't about convenience. It was about being deliberately cut out of his children's lives. And again, these are the allegations of Dan Markell, but I'll tell you what, history does little to make us think otherwise. Or go, maybe that's some really strong divorce language and it's one party being overzealous and one party over here. Why is that not so hard to buy, these allegations? Because in the years after his death, after his murder, by the family of their mother, they only saw their grandparents, Dan Markell's parents, 3 times, allegedly. So forgive us if it's not all that crazy to think, Wendy, that these allegations are pretty freaking accurate. Because when Dan wasn't there to make sure that he had time with his kids or that his parents, their grandparents, were able to see their grandchildren, you certainly didn't seem to give much of a shit either. 3 times. I think that kind of falls into that category. At least that's how it appears on the outside. If there's some other reason, some reason why that's not the case, we'd love to hear about it. But I'm sorry, there just doesn't seem to be any real logical reason for this, unless you felt that they were a danger to your children. I mean, I understand that. I do get that argument. But were they? Or were they a danger to upsetting your mother? And you didn't want to deal with that shit. And I get it. Your mom's an evil witch. But how far do you want people to be saying the apple falls from the tree? Do you want to be right there planting the next little sprout, or do you want to be in some other place going, I'm not going to be that tree? You may have screwed up royally, Wendy. But if you had nothing to do with this, now is the time to atone for that and change your ways. Because mama ain't there to hold you back anymore. It's time for you to be a grown-up. And it may be kind of difficult because you may have told those kids some things that may be hard to walk back. But now that shit's on you. And, well, it's your job. Sorry. Dan also alleged secrecy. There we go. About where the children were. When Wendy traveled with them, he claimed she often failed to provide addresses or phone numbers. He also said that he was left not knowing where his kids were, a violation of their agreement, and a symbolic reminder that he wasn't being treated as an equal parent. School decisions became another battleground, allegedly. Dan alleged that Wendy refused to consult him about Benjamin's transition to kindergarten, even though Florida law requires shared paternal responsibility. He said she acted unilaterally disregarding his role. He pointed to expert advice from Dr. Phelps, the preschool director, who recommended consistency and even suggested that the child might benefit from another year before moving on. Dan alleged that Wendy ignored that advice altogether. Perhaps the most painful claim in Dan's filings were about alienation. He wrote that his children came home repeating line from Wendy's mother, including, Grandma says you're trying to take our sunshine away. He presented this as evidence of disparagement, which it is, which their settlement expressly prohibited. He said it put the boys in a loyalty bind, making them feel disloyal for loving him. Even milestones turned into battles. Dan said he and Wendy had agreed to hold joint birthday parties, but in 2013, she backed out and excluded him. It's according to the allegations. To him, it wasn't about cake or decorations. It was about being erased from the children's memories. The filings also focused heavily on money. Dan alleged that Wendy failed to disclose a Charles Schwab account with over $60,000 in it. He claimed that just days after he filed discovery requests, specifically asking about the account, the funds were moved. He said she failed to disclose the TIAA-CREF retirement account worth more than $150,000 in her financial affidavit. Dan alleged she listed cars, jewelry, and personal property as worth zero. He countered that she had jewelry worth tens of thousands of dollars and drove a vehicle that plainly had value. He accused her of understating her salary even after he corrected her in writing. To him, these were not innocent mistakes, but part of a pattern of concealment. And then there was the ring. And I tell you, if true, I guess not surprising. But again, Wendy, as of right now, you're a free woman. Might be the time to do the right things. Especially if you did not have anything to do with the murder of Dan Markell. Do right by his family if you still have the ring. If this is true. Dan described it as a Holocaust-era diamond ring belonging to his family, more than a piece of jewelry, a link to survival and history. Under oath, he stated Wendy promised that if his uncle asked for it back, she would return it. In his countermotion, Dan alleged that when his 96-year-old uncle did request the ring, Wendy refused. To him, this was not about dollars. It was about promises under oath, about respect for family legacy, and he pointed to it as the clearest example of what he believed was her dishonesty. Beyond parenting and finances, Dan alleges misconduct in the litigation itself. He said Wendy denied making agreements that he could prove with emails. He claimed she filed a relocation petition even after her own prior lawyer had told her it was unwinnable. He said she obstructed discovery, that her attorney signed off on affidavits with $0 valuations, and she filed motions he considered frivolous or harassing. You got to think of it now in a little bit more context, though, too. Is it Wendy doing the filings, or is it Wendy's mother doing all of this and pushing Wendy to do this or that? And Wendy's, I'm in no way absolving her of guilt here or fault. I'm not saying guilt in the murder of Dan Markell. I'm saying fault in this divorce, in these filings, if they are frivolous, like he's laying out. Was it her, or was it her going, yes, mother, whatever you want? In essence, being the messenger for her own divorce. Not saying it's not impossible. Again, you're still free. He's dead. If this is how life has been living for you, I'm assuming you've probably seen it's not working out so well. And that Mama Donna doesn't always get her way, and it doesn't always work out so well by following her into the wild. Even small details stood out to him. In one filing, he alleged that her side told the court she had been deposed for 8 hours when the transcript showed fewer than three. For Dan, it was part of what he saw as a pattern, exaggeration, misrepresentation, control of the narrative. Through these filings, Dan tried to frame himself as acting in good faith. He alleged that he withheld certain payments, not to dodge them, but to enforce his remedies the MSA provided. He placed about $65,000 of disputed equity and $10,000 in attorney's fees to escrow, saying he would pay once disclosures were corrected. He stressed that he wasn't trying to overturn custody or parenting arrangements. He only wanted the financial provisions enforced. He even cited contract law, emphasizing the duty of good faith and fair dealing. He argued that he was living up to that duty, while Wendy, in his view, was not. When you take all those filings together, you don't get a court verdict. You get an objective opinion a truth to Dan. What you get is the portrait Dan painted, the Wendy he said he knew at the end of their marriage, a woman, he alleged blocked his communication with children, withheld information, and excluded him from decisions. A woman who he alleged concealed accounts, understated her income, and refused to return a Holocaust family ring. A woman who, in his words, turned litigation into a weapon. These are allegations. They were never tested in court, but they are Dan's words, sworn and filed just weeks before his death. Reading them now, the sadness is overwhelming. It didn't have to be like this. It didn't have to be children caught in the middle of competing stories. It didn't have to be birthdays turned into leverage or heirlooms caught in dispute. It didn't have to be expert advice disregarded or phone calls cut short, or a father counting minutes of Skype contact as though they were gold coins. The Wendy that Dan knew, the one he described in those filings, was someone who, in her telling, chose conflict over compromise, control over cooperation, and because of those choices, the story of their family doesn't resolve in mutual respect. It resolved in allegations, in court motions, and ultimately in tragedy. It didn't have to be like this. Tell me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, and be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage in this, the many cases we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.